We're going to continue with our post-race media availability, and now we've been joined by our race winner, Joey Logano. Joey, congratulations on that win. We had Paul in here earlier. He spoke a lot about kind of the up and down season you guys have had. Some, you know, finishes that you wish were better, but to be at this point in the season, to be able to be here in the summer, take home a victory, just talk a little bit about what that means for the team.
Yeah, finally, to be able to capitalize on the speed we had here. And, yeah, it's been a tough year, no doubt. Just, you know, anytime you just kind of lack in speed, you start to question a lot of things around you, what the processes, what we're doing, yourself. All those things come to mind on why there's not speed. And when you come to a track like North Wilkesboro, if we didn't have speed, we'd really been scratching our heads because we feel like this is our best racetrack. And, you know, the track that we've been fast at before, we're able to do a couple winter tests up here and be able to dial it in a little bit more. And, yeah, I mean, when you have a car that fast, you just kind of go to just make sure you don't screw it up, right? Don't do anything dumb on pit road. Restarts, you can be a little bit more conservative because you have a car that's really fast. And it just felt good to get our Mustang back up front and lead a bunch of laps and ultimately to win this thing. So it's a good momentum swinger. It's a good point. Obviously, we're not in a safe place yet. But, you know, definitely a huge points day for us to get on the other side of that cut line.
All right, we're going to go ahead and go to questions. We'll start with Jordan and go to John.
Jordan Bianchi, The Athletic. Your winning streak goes back to 2012. Were you aware of that? Was it you were thinking about it? Did you? Because we saw Kyle a few years ago in 2020 when his went to the third last, you know, three races left, and it was very emotional for him. So curious if this is something that was in the back of your mind.
Yeah, it was. I knew it. You know, and you start to, you know, wonder, am I going to have a chance this year to capitalize on one? And, you know, Atlanta, obviously, we had a really fast car, but, you know, we weren't able to get out front. And, you know, today, you know, immediately as soon as the race started, when I was able to pass a bunch of cars, I was like, well, I got something here. And I thought we probably did yesterday, but our car was really loose. And we had a lot of speed, even though the car was really, really loose. And so I thought, man, we dial this thing in, it should be pretty good. But again, like, it's been a while since we've been really good. So you're kind of like, man, I don't know. I hope so. I'd be surprised if it's not. And, you know, Paul and Joe did a good job at dialing her in so we can, you know, get that track position early in the race. I told Coleman when I was driving up here this morning, I said, this is the furthest back I've ever been at this racetrack where we started in 11th. I've never seen that far back here. I'm not exactly sure what to do. And it's just goes to show how strong of cars we had up here.
Walt was in here, and he was saying that you guys have had some candid conversations, the two of you, the last few weeks, few months. What were those conversations about?
No, I mean, I think anytime you're struggling, you're going to, you know, try to figure out what's going on. And, you know, Walt's a great leader, you know, and one thing I'll always be honest with him, exactly, yeah, with anybody, you know, it's just the one thing I take a lot of pride in is just telling the truth about where things are at and what's going on and where it is. And a lot of the things we talked about was I don't knows, right? Because, like, obviously if we knew the answer, we would fix it. But, you know, there's definitely a lot of challenging conversations, a lot of, you know, things looking inward at yourself and figuring out what are we missing? Where is it at? And what am I doing wrong? And, you know, those things are all real. We're human, right? I mean, we can come here and try to BS everyone about how confident everybody is. But, you know, those Mondays after a bad race, you're looking inward first before anything else, as you should. And those are real conversations sometimes with yourself. But, you know, you just keep fighting and keep grinding away. And that's how I've done it my whole career. You just keep going. You know, you just keep running, you know, and eventually you start to see some progress. It just takes a while.
Johnny, we fan buzz. Following up on that theme, you've made it clear over the years you hate second place and back. So over this past year, I am assuming it would be difficult, but, you know, Paul said you're very positive, and then Walt said that you're very analytical but still very positive. So was the positivity authentic? And if so, I mean, how are you able to keep that attitude through all of this stuff that's going on, especially while you're watching Blaney win the last six races for Ford?
I guess I'm positive, but I also think I'm a very realistic person. Just, you know, and maybe I can balance those two things pretty well, I guess. But, you know, I'm pretty realistic about where things are at and where I was at. You know, I was gonna say, we're not where we need to be yet either, right? I mean, our goal is to win the championship every year. And, you know, anytime you're at the point of the season when you're happy with a ninth place finish, yeah, it's not a good place to be, you know? So it's nice to be able to, like I said, get up front here, but the job's not done. You know, we still want to win the championship. We got some great tracks coming up ahead of us, so there's definitely a lot of confidence in that. That's definitely real, that we feel like we can capitalize on it. We capitalized on it today, and, you know, there's – you know, I think, you know, if we keep doing what we did tonight, you know, we can get back into the top 10 in points. You know, it's a ways out, but we can get there if we keep having, you know, great runs where we can score stage points in both stages and finish in the top 10. And you do that consistently enough, we'll kind of scratch and claw our way back to where we have a chance to win still. So, you know, I don't think 15th is good enough to enter the playoffs and or to chase and. Think you have a shot at winning the championship, but you know, if we can keep grinding through these next few weeks, we can maybe get ourselves in position to where we can have a shot at something.
All right, we're gonna go Kelly and then we're gonna go Kelly and then Matt Weaver.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. Joey, so you just acknowledged you guys still have some work to do. You know, you're even not in a safe spot with the chase standings at this point. I forget who said it, but a couple weeks ago, somebody in the industry was talking about the chase standings, and they threw out the comment of, you know, if you let Joey hang around, he's kind of just lingering around that bubble. And again, the win in the end is not there, but just the fact of you just don't go away. You and this team, you're not going to go away and are in a position to take a chase spot. Is that what it feels like to you guys? Like there's always a possibility of, like tonight, you guys can go out and hit on it, and even just taking that first step to get in the chase is the most important.
Yeah, it's your point. It's one step at a time. You know, I always said this team doesn't crack under pressure. Like that's our biggest strength, is that we just an even-keeled team, and you know, you just keep going along. And obviously the pressure's on us right now, and this team usually excels in those situations under pressure, and we've seen that for years, and the playoff system we've had for years really put us under that, you know, crazy amounts of pressure for years, and our team's gotten really good at that. And so, you know, this point of the season where we are, yeah, we're in the crazy amount of pressure territory just to get in. So I like that. I like that our team excels in that. I think all of us do. A lot of that's just because of experience that we've been there, done that. So, like I said, the pressure's still on. It's not a comfortable situation, and still it's a long ways from the ultimate goal.
Matt Weaver, motorsport.com. With the exception of the 35 giving you fits a little bit, like your advantage or strong suit was really getting through traffic better than the 11. And it almost seemed like, watching in real time at least, that you picked lanes that would then just open up. Is there an art form to that? Like, do you read, you know, the way it looks and just kind of know where to go? Or is some of that luck? Is some of that Coleman? What goes into navigating traffic like that?
D, all the above. Yes. All that goes into the equation of what lane you want to be in. The biggest thing, though, is just having a car that can be, you know, versatile and just go wherever you want it to. And I had that tonight. I had a car that can run the very bottom when nobody else could. And at night it got a little harder because more cars got to the bottom and got in my lane. But I had a car that can just kind of go wherever it needed to go, especially on a long haul. You know, you're just able to pick them up and put them down. You know, you're able to get out front and kind of manage your tires a little bit. And then late in the run, as you caught the lap cars, your advantage over the lap cars was huge, where you can just kind of putt right around them where they've been running really hard trying to pass cars the whole time. So just getting that track position and then being able to manage for the long hauls is really the reason why we were able to carve through the field. But the last run was definitely tougher. I ran harder than I wanted to early in the run when Denny was putting the pressure on us. I mean, our weakness was a short run, and he got to us. So I had to run pretty hard there. And then I kind of got to where I was in a pretty good spot and tried to save my right rear some. And then, you know, as we got the traffic, and especially the 35, I lost my whole lead there and ran a little too hard, getting the tires hot there at the end again. But definitely the long haul was our strength.
I don't know how much you and Paul get into, just you anyway, getting into the weeds on whether it's the splitter stay or the results of the dyno test or whatever changes could be coming. Is there an expectation that even though y'all's, you know, OEM and team package is kind of third on the hierarchy right now, that pendulum could swing as early as, you know, getting ready for the chase, you still feel like there's a chance there that the advantage could come back your way?
I mean, it can. A lot of that stuff's, you know, hard to say how things are going to go. That's why you just got to stay alive, right? Like we talked about that, you know, last few years with the playoffs, is just you just got to stay around, right? You got to stay in the game. If you can stay in it long enough, the sport goes through cycles all the time, right? And you're down and then you're up and then you're back down and you're back. I mean, it's a hell of a roller coaster ride being in the sport. It'll challenge you in a lot of ways. So if you can just stay in the game long enough, eventually the cycle comes back to you. Whatever that is, it's different every time from what I've seen is how you make that difference up. But, it seems like we're making some progress even at the mile and a half. Like Chicagoland, our last run of the race was pretty strong. I mean, it wasn't race winning speed, but for where we've been, it was really, really good. So I think we're closing the gap on that stuff, and you know, time will tell on the other things.
All right, we'll go to Chris.
Hey, Joey, I'm Chris Gollin with Above the Yellow Line Media. First of all, congratulations. You touched on it a little bit earlier about just the frustration and the doubt you get during a winless streak like that. But when you are in that, how long does your resume last for you as far as your own self-confidence? Like, at what point in that run does knowing you're a three-time champion, knowing you have over 30 wins, stop keeping you from starting to think about your own, you know, like wondering what you could be doing better? Like how much of it is self-confidence? How much of it is just frustration with the equipment, essentially?
I mean, I've never really looked in the rearview mirror much and relied on what you did yesterday to win tomorrow, right? And I don't think you can allow yourself as an athlete to do that. Sure, sometimes it feels good to look at some trophies and say, oh, yeah, I can do it, or I did do it. But it doesn't mean that you're going to win tomorrow, right? So you just keep grinding. You know, I can't say I've ever, you know, felt like because of the things I did in the past is going to guarantee success in the future. I don't think that's the right way to look at it.
Thanks, Joey.
Question in the back. Go ahead.
Oh, yes, Bryce Parker with WFNY News 2. Joey, congratulations. Also, this is a very storied track. We haven't had a points race winner here in 30 years. Kind of talk about just being able to be this first winner in a points race in the Cup Series in 3 decades.
I mean, it's cool. I mean, you look around even in here and you see Bobby behind you there. Like, it's just it's a special place. He's not in the room. He's just on the wall. Did you hold the trophy? The guy turned around back there. It's funny. But, you know, just a real, just a special place, right? Like, I remember, you know, for years you drive by this place on the highway and you look over there and go, man, what a crime. Yeah, now just to see a racetrack like this with nothing going on. And I remember coming here quite a few years back with Vaughn Gittin Jr. And we had our drift cars here and we were drifting around the track. And gosh, I think it might have been this room. Was this the Infield Care Center?
Yes.
Yeah, so I walked in here and they had like stretchers and stuff in here from years ago. Like it just was ghost town. Like they didn't take anything out. Everything was just laying here and there's graffiti and stuff, and it's kind of eerie, to be honest with you. I didn't walk in here, I just looked inside and said, I ain't going in there. But it's cool to see it come back to life and the fans show up, right? Like, and that's the biggest thing when you renovate a racetrack like this and bring it back from the dead, and be able to you know, everybody show up on a hot day. I mean, it's pretty tough for everybody out there today, and the place was packed, and everyone stayed the whole time. So that's how you keep a race, is when people show up like that. So everyone's doing their part.
All right, Trent, go ahead.
Joey, congrats on the win. Trent with from the Grid Media. Congrats on the win tonight. Just hearing all the fans afterwards come to the fence saying your name and chanting for you after putting on an old school butt kicking at an old school track, showing the competition you're still who you are and you can still do it. Just what did tonight mean overall in general for you?
Yeah, it was definitely special to win. I don't care where you're at, winning special, but here is really, really neat. And you know, you brought up the fans. I went out to do the post-race interview with everybody, and everyone's outside of turn three. And there's a lot of really fired up race fans out there that probably are not going to remember tonight anymore. They are ripping. It was the most energy I've seen. So nobody's leaving. It's definitely, and you guys haven't left yet either, but it's definitely, you know, the fans here, they're diehards, right? I mean, this is like the old school track, right? There's no, you don't have all the, you know, amenities of a brand new stadium type thing, right? Like this is, if you like old school NASCAR racing, this is it. And we have a lot of those people. Like we need to remember to always, you know, cherish those people and understand that, you know, they are the backbone of our sport. And coming to a racetrack like this and giving them a race to remember and just the whole experience itself and just bringing this place back, that's huge for them. And you could see it. You just see everybody. Like nobody wanted to leave.
All right, Joey. Congratulations on that win. Enjoy this one. Best of luck next week in Indy.
We will. Thank you.